It's Thursday, the 16th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Global energy technology company Baker Hughes has teamed up with the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board to support local participation in the country's oil and gas sector. The partnership is designed to contribute to skills transfer, supplier development, and SME growth as Baker Hughes expands its operations into Walvis Bay with new facilities to support offshore energy projects. The company's country director, Victor Joseph, has more.
The supplier day is all about engaging with local suppliers, you know, telling them the businesses that we do, how we can partner with them, the value that we bring into the Namibian economy, and see how we can upscale that partnership to make sure that whatever we do in country will be beneficial to the Namibians, and we're making sure that Namibians, local suppliers, partners to the progress that we bring to Namibia. That's why we are conducting this suppliers day today.
The northern regions of Ohangwena, Umsati, Oshikoto, and Oshana, or the 4O regions, will face frequent water shutdowns as the country enters the dry season. NamWater has issued a warning, with spokesperson Lord Ndamanomata saying that the drop in surface water levels after the rainy season is behind the disruptions, urging residents to use water sparingly. From elsewhere, South African Minister in the Presidency, Kumbuzo Ntshavheni, says the country's cabinet welcomed the signing of U.S. President Donald Trump's Israeli and Palestinian peace plan, which paves the way to end the devastating conflict in Gaza. Ntshavheni added that cabinet also welcomed the release of Israeli hostages in exchange of Palestinian political prisoners. Here she is.
The South African government continues to advocate for a complete end of the occupation of Gaza and other Palestinian territories. Cabinet also welcomed the safe return of the 6 South African humanitarian activists who participated in the global summit Flotilla, a mission aimed at delivering food and medical supplies to Gaza. Cabinet calls for an immediate ceasefire.
Remaining on the continent, military leader Colonel Michael Randrianirina will be sworn in as Madagascar's transitional president on Friday. The new leadership has announced. Isaac Lukando has an update.
As Madagascar prepares for Randrianirina's swearing in, the African Union has suspended the country following a military coup that ousted President André Rajoelina. Ironically, the same military unit that brought Rajoelina to power in 2009 has now removed him after weeks of youth-led protest over poverty, corruption, and rising living costs. According to the World Bank, about 75% of Madagascar's 30 million people live in poverty. The AU has also suspended Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guinea in the past following similar coups. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
And American self-driving car company Waymo has announced plans to launch its robo-taxis in London next year as the United Kingdom moves to develop an autonomous vehicle market owned by Google. Parent company Alphabet is launching the plan under a pilot scheme that will allow commuters to hail a driverless taxi via an app once the company receives regulatory approval. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.